Beast High.
Hello, podcast fans.
It's Wildcat Minute, where we talk about High School Musical 3, senior year, 1 minute at a time. I'm Condra.
And I'm Tyler.
And today we're talking about Minute 87 of High School Musical 3, senior year. Minute 87 starts out with Gabriella and Troy singing The Chances of Feeling, and ends with Gabriella and Troy smiling at each other.
Wow, they do be smiling.
Yeah.
Condra, I have a prediction for you.
Okay.
This is going to be a very short episode.
I agree. And honestly, I need that right now, so.
All right. So we are cutting between the real life Troy and Gabriella dancing in the park garden around a tree.
Around a tree is about the extent of we know. There's a bicycle rack and Troy's truck is parked nearby.
And then also the imaginary prom.
I think we start in the dream sequence and then move back into reality in this minute.
Snap back to reality.
Whoa, the insanity.
Whoa, there goes gravity. Anyway, yeah. So honestly, the dream sequence is only like 10 seconds of the movie.
Yeah, it's really like they probably filmed it right after or. See, that's the thing, because the tree is there. And that's where it's like, oh, this is a weird dream sequence because the tree from the parking lot is present, but also everyone's all in their night to remember outfits. So is it something from... Like, could they have filmed it while they were all, like, doing the same stuff for Night of Nights?
Or... Well, costumes don't go away.
No, but, like, when is it easier to do the set? Is it after they do Night of Nights, they add the tree in, and they're like, all right, we're just going to dance in a circle for a few minutes?
Well, was Night of Nights in the gym?
It looked like some of it was, because they had the weird prom bit with the stairs.
I thought all of Night of Nights... was on the stage.
I mean, it was supposed to be, but there was definitely a part that looked different.
They just dropped more of the backgrounds of the stage back, and so they were just further back in the stage.
Yeah.
But it was all shot in the theater, I thought. None of that took place in the gym, because none of the set looked anything like this.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, like, where this, like... Again, for me, like, them having prom in their cafeteria or gym doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's not like it's an impressive set in the gym that we see here. It's mostly gym with some stuff in the middle, but then the outskirts aren't, like, covered up or decorated in any substantial way.
Yeah.
There's not even really, like, a dance floor. It's just, like, the gym floor, right?
Think so. All I was struck by was, oh, the tree was there, and I guess I didn't notice that in the last minute. But I was like, oh, that's a fun, like, connector between the two locations.
It's a parallelism. Condra, were you also struck by A Smooth Criminal?
I don't think anyone's dancing could qualify as a smooth criminal's dancing. Maybe Chad. I also, like, Taylor and Chad just having, like, the silliest grins on their faces the whole time. Like, it was so, like, mannequin-y.
So at this point, they've swapped partners, mm-hmm. dancing partners.
And so Taylor's Gabriella's just staring dancing with at Chad. Troy smiling, and Chad is just staring at Gabriella smiling.
Well, I don't know what's more awkward, smiling at the person that you're dancing with that big, which, you know, seems relatively normal, or singing to your romantic partner while dancing with your best friend's romantic partner.
Yep. Both are conundrums.
I mean, if there was like a sort of a musical interlude in the song or like a dance break and they did the like partner swapping, like, oh, this is a fun little cute thing where Chad and Taylor are in the dream sequence, then that would make sense.
Also, there's a third pair. In the middle of this circle, like the interior dancers, because we have the exterior dancers that we're seeing like pass in front of the camera as Troy and Gabriella are singing and dancing. But there's a third couple in the middle circle that are just focusing around the tree. And that's Chad and Taylor, Troy and Gabriella, and this third pair. And one of them is wearing a hat. So I'm like, is this Ryan and Kelsey?
I don't think so. I didn't clock anyone's like body shape as looking like someone we know.
No, that was my thing. I was very confused. I was like, it doesn't look like them, but he's got the hat. Because the only person that wears a hat is Ryan.
Back to the overall like design of the dream sequence. I guess if we're going for the fact that this is just a dream sequence and not meant to be like, oh, this is what we would be doing if we were at prom right now.
Yeah.
Then it's a little bit more forgivable. It's like, you know what? They put a little smear on the camera lens to make it a little glossy.
Yep.
And it's just this imaginary thing. But if this is the real prom setup, I'm worried.
I don't Connor, think do you it remember, is.
Do you remember the theme of the prom?
Waltz to Remember?
The Last Waltz.
I knew it was Waltz.
And how appropriate that this song is, in fact, a 3-4 waltz. Definitely some foreshadowing there. But the fact that the dance was always called the Last Waltz, and this is presumably Troy and Gabriella's last waltz.
How foreboding. You think they're never going to dance again?
Condra, you stole foreboding foreshadowing from me.
What?
Well, this is the last time they're ever going to waltz again.
Together, independently? Like, there's a lot of...
Together, I would say.
So you're predicting together. They break up and never, ever see each other, never dance
well,
again.
Well, no, I'm just saying they never waltz again. They can dance again, but they just can't waltz. Yeah, so there's like maybe 10 couples dancing. We get like an overhead shot of like the 10 couples dancing in a circle around the tree.
And then there's the inner circle. That's the three pairs.
But really, like, for an imaginary prom, there's not that many people there.
No.
If I was going to imagine my prom, I'd want, like, everybody there. Big crowd, you know?
Jason, Zeke, cheerleader, other cheerleader.
Well, I'd want, like, a whole crowd of people, like, watching me dance.
That'd be weird. Like...
In my imaginary dream sequence prom where I'm lighting up the dance floor?
I don't know about this, Tyler. I just don't. I don't see Troy and Gabriella envisioning a lot of people. Like, enough for it to make sense. Like enough that is the cast of the musicale.
It just feels a little cheap for, like, this dream sequence. I mean, they've done more effort on less important things.
Maybe because they don't want the dream to mean as much. They want it to not be as important as the reality. That's why they give the more impressive choreography to them in reality. I don't know.
I know what you're saying, but also that makes no sense. Let's have a dream sequence with to heighten the reality, but let's actually make the dream sequence less then so that...
Well, because they didn't actually want the prom experience. Like, Gabriella didn't want to go to prom. So that's not their perfect version. Their perfect version is Troy meeting her where she was and having this romantic gesture.
But you don't do that by saying, like, and here's how rinky-dink the prom would have been if we were actually there.
I think Gabriella was on the planning committee. I feel like her more than anyone. Well, it's probably Troy's imagination, let's be honest.
That's why it's in the gym.
Uh-huh.
the thing I'm mad about is the wide shot, I think. It's like, yeah. if they kept that sort of slightly overhead with like the tree in the foreground and the lamps,
mm-hmm.
and we were just kind of looking at this section of the dance floor, we wouldn't have noticed it. But they do this big wide shot where you could see like the whole gym and the people sitting in the tables mm-hmm. at the side, which is like, you're not even dancing. You're just sitting on the side of the prom. Like, that's what makes me think that this is supposed to be somewhat real. Because if you were imagining prom, you'd imagine everyone up on their feet dancing, not just, oh, and there's the people that are like sitting down and getting a drink.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I really don't care all that much, and I think that isn't helping either.
You mean to say there's not a lot of thought put behind aspects of this movie?
No, I'm sure there is a reason, but I don't have the junior novelization in front of me yet.
Yeah, I mean, like, even the dancing in this minute, like, they are waltzing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's a showcase of, like, choreography in this minute.
Yeah, it being a dance-focused song and it not being a very like, the first time they did Can I Have This Dance, that was impressive. There was a lot going on. Even it was intimate, but there was a spectacle to it.
It was spectacular.
And now it is just some partner dancing in a circle.
Did you notice that Troy's wearing Converses?
I was not aware of that, no.
He's got the black Converses on.
Wow, how 2000s. Like, that was such a thing. Oh, what was it? It was, there's like a song that's like, dress in, oh.
Party in the USA?
That and Shut Up and Dance. That's okay. The one. But that's after this came out. So clearly Walk the Moon got the idea from High School Musical 3 senior year.
Totally. So they finished singing the song, Can I Have This Dance? Can I Have This Dance? But they don't harmonize on the very last note.
No, it's just only Gabriella
sings.
Which I noticed that too. And maybe it's because Troy started it, so she ends it.
I was thinking it's because really Gabriella was the one who needed this.
Can I have this dance? This dance is my dance.
Like, she's the one who at the end of the day is like, this was a special moment for me.
Well, it's also a special moment for Troy. It just feels that Troy is putting it on, so it's not about him.
Yeah, exactly. So Gabriella just lives in this moment and is making the most of it.
They end up like in a one arm hold with each other, and they're just like circling each other for their dancing. It's all just very underwhelming. And, like, even the song, because it's the second time we've already heard it before, and, like, they're not doing anything different with this for, like, the reprise, like.
Yeah, there's no, like, lyric update or, like, instrumentation update that's very noticeable.
Yeah.
Kondra, yes. Do you know how many seconds they kissed for?
Too many.
Too many is the correct answer.
It was like, the second time I was watching it, the guitar started playing, and I'm like, they just kissed for a bunch. I don't need to watch this. The one weird thing that I noticed on my first watch through of the minute is Gabriella, like, grabs his ear, and then they start kissing. I'm like, this is so weird. Because I didn't know what else to look at, because I was like, ugh, they're going to kiss.
And it's such a, I know, we're such Fred Savages about this whole thing.
It's just, they don't kiss very often, which is nice. It's less realistic to the actual teen experience. For a kissing movie, again, it's fine.
Do we have to see the kissing part?
Exactly.
but we don't have the character growth where by the end we don't mind.
Yeah, I just want it to be.
No, it's a little bit egregious. It's a lot of kissing.
And, like, at this point, they're broken up. Is this weird for Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah. No, you're acting. Like, you can kiss someone acting-wise. Like, they're professionals.
Okay.
It's 15 seconds from start to end.
It's too long.
Like, they take little breaks in the middle, but it's a long experience.
It is. It's like the guitar picks up and then, like, they just start kissing, and, like, there's nothing going, like, you are just watching two young people kiss each other. There's, like, it's nothing. It's zoomed in on them. It's incredibly boring.
Weak filmmaking, Kenny.
Well, not even that. It's just, like, you have this.
It's not a glamour shot or anything.
No. And, like, you just come off this pretty boring dance sequence. Like, it's just like right now in the movie, it's just like we're at a low point and I'm just like, I'm dinging everything right now. I'm just like, can we move on, please?
Well, especially the thing we talked about a couple minutes ago is there was no suspense or tension for like Troy and Gabriella being separated.
The resolution to no tension.
It's not the kiss at the end of The Princess Bride where it's like these two people have been through so much together, apart, and now they are finally reunited and it's the sunset and the wind and the horses and it's the number one most beautiful kiss of all time. Like this is not making the top 10.
No.
The VH1 Teen Choice Awards are not, no, MTV, sorry.
Yeah, this is not the best kiss, according to them. I don't know, it's something, I think part of it is because they don't kiss very often, that for this just to go on for 15 seconds feels so weird.
So this is the third time they've kissed in this movie? Because they kissed at the end of the second movie, and I think they kissed twice in this movie so far.
Can only think of one, but you are probably more right because my brain's not good right now. So
it might be the third overall kiss in the series, but it might also be the fourth. At this point, like, you stop counting.
Yeah. But it's like, this is the big romantic moment, and then it just like has this kiss with the gentlest guitar music. Like, it's just an underwhelming moment. And also, like, it doesn't help that it's coming at the end of something that was, like, not very moving. Like, the first time they do this song, it's just so good.
It's cute.
Good.
It feels like the movie's doing something.
Mm-hmm. And then we get here, and it's like, you came. Dance. Kiss. That's all I got. I don't know. I'm just like, it just, for what this moment is in the movie, it is very underwhelming. If you can call it a moment in the movie, like, because there was next to no tension.
I don't call it a moment. I call it a deleted scene.
Well, consider what their deleted scene was in the last movie.
Honestly, if there was a fog machine and some, oh, there's some casual racism in the next minute. Okay, so we'll get there.
Yeah.
No, we don't have to continue talking about it. That's
fine. I mean, like, it just, it was, they were broken up for less than 2 minutes, basically. And then, but it was really, like, a day, probably. I don't know, it just, the stakes are all wonky right now, and it's not making a ton of sense.
The stakes are all wonky, and it's time for dinner. It's like, we're hungry. But now all we have is green beans, like,
and wonky steaks.
Wonky steaks. And no one's going to want to eat the wonky steaks.
Although green beans do sound good.
I had some green beans for dinner.
Nice.
Among other things.
No, just green beans.
All right. That sounds like we're out of things to talk about.
Yeah. Well, until next time, you can find us on Instagram at @AmateurNerds.
On Tumblr at Wildcat Minute.
You can send us an email to amateurnerdspresent@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know what your favorite movie kiss is. Or is it just the band Kiss?
I was like, never been kissed.
Spider-Man kiss, Condra. It's got to be the Spider-Man kiss.
10 Things I Hate About You. With the guitar at the end. Or the paintball kiss. Princess and the Frog.
I don't really have a catalog of good movie kisses in my head because I'm not a weirdo.
I'm just thinking of famous ones, like the Princess and the Frog kiss. Like.
Sure, yeah.
There's a transformation in that one.
Yeah, that's what happens in that story.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Special thanks to our artist, Theo Golden, at TGoldenArt on Instagram.
And our musician, Joe Winslow, whom you can find at joewinslowmusic.com.
I have been Condra.
And I've been Tyler. We'll see you next time to find out what more this movie has to offer. you can bet on it.